Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me, Daniel.
So we want to talk about tourism. I know you've got a few things going on for tourism. Let's look at, I guess you got a shorter term idea of what you're going to do to address it.
Mm-hmm. So this year, the Tourist Information Center is closed. There was some concern specifically around having an indoor space open to travelers who are coming from all sorts of places, and increasing the amount of interaction that people have was seen is not something that we wanted to do this year. So we decided on a tourism ambassador program. And so this is a new program that's using essentially an old idea that hasn't been done for quite some time in this community, which is having tourist information in a whole bunch of different locations around the community. So what you'll see this year, if you're out and about in our community, is we have two students who are funded through the Algoma Kanawabe Travel Association. And traditionally, they would be at the Tourist Information Center. But this year, we're going to have them rove around the community in one of our vehicles and serve several sites in an outdoor way, which makes it safer for them and safer for our community, but still provides travel information to people coming through. So you'll see them at the Tick if you go outside in the back porch. You'll see them at places like Lions Beach. You'll see them at Sandy Beach and a couple other different locations. And they're going to be providing travel information for travelers who are visiting our community, but they're also going to be doing a little bit of research for us. Over the next year or two, we're looking at developing a plan for sector recovery for tourism. So we know that the tourism sector has been hit really hard by COVID, specifically with less people traveling, the American border being closed. And so we need to redo our tourism planning to accommodate for COVID. So what we're going to do with these travel ambassadors is they're going to do surveys of people who are visiting to see how the demographics have changed, do counts of visitors to see who is where and when, and really try and get a handle on what the new reality is in our hopefully post-COVID world coming up very soon. So you'll see them throughout the community this year. So I welcome you, if you're a resident of Wawa, if you have a story to share, to, you know, approach them and say hi and, you know, share with them, because they are our face in the community and our voice coming into town for someone who is new to our community. So we really want to make sure that we present a really good image of our community with that tourism ambassador program.
Sounds like a very important program and an interesting way of making up for the fact that the Tick isn't going to be able to be open right now. Is it something you'd be considering in future years, maybe as a supplement?
Yeah, I think this year's going to be really interesting because it's something that we haven't done in quite some time, but it used to be that there was a tourist information center as well as these travel ambassadors roving around the community. So it's really going to be based on how successful we feel like that is, and that'll be, of course, based on the metrics that they develop. So things like how many people they interacted with at any particular site, how many people that they were seeing at any particular site will help inform that program. But we like to do it in the future, and I think that it's great to provide information at the Tourist Information Center, but we also have other opportunities in our community of lots of really interesting places that we have visitors that we would like to engage them there as well and encourage them to stay a little bit longer, check out our community, take advantage of our local businesses, and really encourage that economic development that comes from tourism.
And you said that this is also helping feed that recovery plan for the tourism sector. Is the idea to get something out very quickly so that it would be aimed at this season, or is this something that would be a longer term?
Yeah, so the recovery plan is something that we're looking longer term. So these travel ambassadors right now are able to gather some data, but we're seeing that across the tourism industry is provincial and regional organizations like Algoma Kanawabe are creating these recovery plans because they know that the tourism industry has been hit really hard. So really what we're trying to do with this recovery plan is answer the question, what is the municipality's role in tourism post-COVID, and how do we recover the industry in our community and make sure that these local businesses who have been hit really hard can continue to be successful throughout the next couple years? ACTA estimates that the recovery is going to be into 2025-26 before the industry returns to its pre-COVID levels. And so that's the sort of thing that as a municipality, we want to be looking at. How do we encourage that? How do we make that happen? So to do this plan, we're looking at getting funding, probably from an organization like FedNor, but there are some tourism-specific funds out there for municipalities to do these recovery plans. And so we're looking to get this project funded to be able to get an expert in to come and develop this plan and help us figure out how we get from there to where we want to be, which is a vibrant and diversified tourism industry in our community.
All right. Well, we'll certainly keep an eye out, and hopefully we'll see a lot more tourists coming in the future.
Yeah, we hope so too.
That is Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.